This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, hour number two. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadman. I want to thank John very much. The great work he was doing out in California with Ronald McDonald and the folks there. Wanting to hear more and more about it. I heard his remote broadcast from Cali, and I thought he had a lot of interesting dialogue for that show. Folks, we were talking about food last hour, and I know there's a ton of stuff going on geopolitically. Of course, Egypt is a hotbed right now, and, well, the powers that shouldn't be in the United States government, namely John Kerry, are very much involved with creating more havoc, more problems in that geopolitical situation with the blessing of the state that starts with an I. That's right, Israel. Believe it or not, Israel is a major problem. It's definitely the country in the world that has more influence per capita, you know, for such a small state, than any other group on the planet today. There's no doubt about it. The Zionist lobbies are very much in control of the military-industrial complex to a certain extent and everything else. So, without digressing too much on that, I'm going to go talk about food here, knowing and noting that there are geopolitical stuff, that there is geopolitical stuff going on as we speak. And we'll get to that later this hour. But we're talking about how it's hard to eat healthy food because, well, most of the stuff at the store is garbage. And especially when you're broke like I am and you're on a budget. A lot of people have the notion that, and it's fairly accurate, that if you want to eat organic, if you want to eat non-GMOs and stuff without all the nasty chemicals, then you're going to have to spend more. And that is true to a certain extent. And I know that's difficult for many people, namely myself, who are on a strict budget. Now, yes, you definitely want to put your money towards things that are of importance. Perhaps you should forego the cable bill from the internet, or from the television, rather. don't forego the internet bill, because that's a must. But perhaps you want to forego that, or perhaps you want to skip that latte that you get, or that trip to the movies, which is, wow, geez, what does it cost to go to the movies these days? Mr. Producer, have you been in the movies in a long time? Probably not. You have? What does it cost for a ticket and a bag of popcorn? Any idea? $15 is what he's telling me. Holy smokes. And, of course, that popcorn's genetically modified popcorn. But there's a great article from Daisy Luther of the Activist Post, and she writes, "The lower your income is, the more difficult it is to be particular about what you feed your family." This probably isn't an extra, you know, crazy statement here, but it's very important to know. Try to buy a week's worth of healthy food for a family on a budget of, say, $50 to $75. You're going to have a hard time. But there are some tips here that I think are extremely important that will help you buy healthy food that's not going to poison yourself on a limited budget. Just as impossible to stick to the usual food restrictions, generally speaking, she avoids non-organic dairy because of the hormones and antibiotics, as well as the GMO feed given to the animals. She avoids non-organic meat because of the hormones and antibiotics, as well as the GMO feed given to the animals. Anything containing corn, that's the big one, soy, another big one, or canola in any form because it is almost certain to be GMO, is definitely something to avoid. Anything with chemical additives like artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, or these sweeteners like aspartame and these other things, definitely stay away from them. Anything that is likely to have been doused in pesticides should be avoided at all costs. And lastly, avoid anything containing neurotoxins like MSG, fluoride, or aspartame, another neurotoxin. It is a matter, then, of weighing the pros and the cons and figuring out what things you can have for you and are the most important for you, while also deciding which standards can be sacrificed. These decisions will be different for everyone based on their personal health concerns, their genetic prosperity for certain diseases and whatnot, and the members of the family for whom they have to buy the food for. So you have to kind of juggle all of these things. Here's some tips. Sometimes when you're looking at someone else's situation while you're comfortably backed by a looted pantry, it's easy to be judgmental and tell them what they should do. Things that we must all remember is that when times are tough, a person may be down to these two options with a two-week grocery budget. Number one. Buy strict, healthy, organic food and feed your family for perhaps 8 out of the 14 days. Carefully select which standards you will relax to keep the tummies of your family full throughout the week, but at the same time balancing the fact that you want to avoid certain pesticides and all these other things we mentioned. There are things you can eat that are fairly cheap that are good for you when you're broke. And I don't know about grains these days, but you can buy quinoa and brown rice and things like that and organic beans for fairly cheap. Other tight budget tips, build your pantry. It's hard to think about building a pantry when you have barely enough food in the cupboard to make it between paychecks. But if you can purchase one bulk item per shopping trip, in a few months you will have a pantry that will allow you to make higher quality grocery purchases on your weekly trips. At that point, you can start going to the farmer's market, which is, in many locations, a very reasonably priced place to shop. And it's, well, somewhere where you'll know where you're getting your food from. I always go to the farmer's market when I can. I skipped it today because I just didn't have time. I had to get back to the show. And I talk to the farmers at the farmer's market. I ask them, hey, what's in season, what's good, what's, you know, the process in which this food was grown, so on. And so forth. So it's important that we balance things, and it's very hard to do so. I realize that on a budget, so hopefully some of that insight will help you. The full article is, again, at the Activist Post. Check that out. Pretty good stuff. Now, when we come back in just a little bit, and by the way, I want to keep the phone lines open today throughout the show,
94.43. Are you prepping? I'd love to hear about that. Do you have any insight on the state of the economy? I want to hear about that. 800-313-9443. Also, the war on drugs is something that has been in the news lately, with Eric Holder making comments about nonviolent drug offenders, namely marijuana offenders. And Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical correspondent for CNN, saying, hey, you know, maybe I was wrong. Do you agree with this? Do you agree with this push for cannabis to be legal? I think it should be legal, but I don't necessarily agree with the fact that it's a good thing for people to use. I know it's good for people in a medicinal practice with strictly the CBDs or what's it again, Mr. Producer? I always forget this. CBD, okay. The CBDs help cure all sorts of illness. So we'll talk about that. And I want to tell you about this report of an Intel chief leading an independent NSA surveillance review denied by the White House.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadtmiller today. Bradley Manning apologizes in court, saying, I'm sorry that I hurt the United States. Do you believe it? You think he's being genuine? Would you not say that when you're facing a kangaroo court that is trying to put you away for a possible 90-year prison sentence? Private Bradley Manning, convicted of handing state secrets to WikiLeaks on Wednesday, told the sentencing part of his court-martial that he was sorry for his actions and for hurting the United States. He says, "I am apologizing for the unexpected results of my actions. The last 3 years have been a learning experience for me." Yeah, Bradley, you were tortured. Yeah, Bradley, I'm sure it has been a learning experience. I'm sure that re-education camp that they sent you to with the torture and brainwash really helped you. I don't believe him. Do you think he's being genuine? I hope not. Because what he did was expose the criminals that tortured and created war crimes against humanity. They have the chutzpah to come after him and torture him. Are you kidding me? Torture someone for exposing the torture. Go figure. Manning says he understood what he was doing and the decisions he made. However, he says he did not believe at the time that leaking the information would cause harm. What harm did his information that was leaked cause? What's your take on this? 800-313-9443. We'll talk about this. I also want to talk briefly about Egypt. Egyptian forces moved to clear out pro-Morsi sit-ins in Cairo, and there have been many casualties as a result. Security forces sent bulldozers and riot police to break up the protest camps belonging to supporters of ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. The raids set off clashes that resulted in dozens of deaths, reportedly as high as 150, and as many as 1,400 injuries. Police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition. So things are definitely going crazy there. And, man, if Israel is unstable, that could have its effects on our oil prices. The Strait of Hormuz needs to be looked at very closely. Not the Strait of Hormuz. What's the strait there? I'm drawing a blank. Anyways, bottom line is we got to watch that situation. And, of course, Israel has their hands in the pot there. Have no doubt. Speaking of Israel, talks resume as Israel frees Palestinians. But that does not mean they're done with their settlements. Yes, that's right. The illegal settlements have only expanded and will continue to do so despite the so-called talks. The criminal state of Israel continues to create the harm that they've always created for the last 60 years. Have no doubt about it. In science, here's an interesting article, Teleportation Behind the Science of Quantum Computing. This is connected to the elite's transhumanist agenda. Quantum computing. I don't know that I've wrapped my head around it, but it's interesting stuff. Might seem like something straight from Star Trek. But there are two new research experiments, one involving a photon and the other involving a superconducting circuit, that have successfully demonstrated that teleportation of quantum bits can actually happen. You don't believe it? I don't know. There are people out there that many might seem to be crazy. Andrew Bishago is the gentleman's name. And he believes that the military-industrial complex has had the ability to teleport for a long time now. And I don't know if you have to go that far out. But I can say this. The fact is, for every year that we know about, for every year's technology that we're aware of, the military-industrial complex, the black hole that receives huge, unlimited funding, has technology perhaps 7 years beyond that. I really think that's the case. So, you know, we talk about them listening in on our phone lines and spying on us. I believe the spying technology goes beyond drones. I believe the spying technology has been in place for a while now. We're just now hearing about these things, but it's been there for a while. Have no doubt about it. So there you go. Interesting story about teleportation. There's all sorts of stuff to get to, but I do want to keep the phone lines open here. 800-313-9443. Yeah, I know. Quantum cryptography has been a field of study for a while. My producer sending me a link here about quantum cryptography. It's interesting stuff. I don't know about quantum physics and entanglement and all these things and Schrodinger's cat. I've studied it. I think it's fascinating. It's a little bit above my pay grade, but I think it's interesting. I think it's worth discussing. It's much more fascinating than all the distractions we see from the lamestream media. There's no doubt about that. So, speaking of the lamestream media, what are their recent distractions here? We haven't heard about Trayvon Martin in a while. I guess that one was played out. Although we did hear about Zimmerman speeding and having a gun on him. Oh, no. The guy's still carrying a gun. Well, last time I checked, he was acquitted to do so. Not that I really pay much attention to that story, but geez, come on, folks. Let's get real here. I should do a grope report, Mr. Producer. Should talk a little bit of my grope report. For those that don't know, it's all about the TSA, and the TSA is constantly in the news. Of course, Colbert, the satirical actor on Comedy Central, has recently defended the TSA expansion. He says they have your safety in mind. Wink, wink. Yeah, they have your safety, and they want to grope you, and so on and so forth. So when we get to the next segment, I will load up a grope report about the TSA and tell you about a Lexington TSA manager who got busted for doing what he does, which is sexually abuse coworkers. Well, he does it to the patrons of the airport as well, but he got busted for doing it to coworkers because it's okay if he does it to us, but not the coworkers, right? And I'll also tell you about how the TSA expanding beyond airports is a real threat. It's not good enough to be in the airports, folks. This is post 9/11, and yes, the hijackers supposedly got planes and used them as weapons. No, they want to come to your football fields. They want to come to your grocery markets. They want to go to the bus stop. They want to go to the mall. The TSA is wanting to expand, and they will continue to do so until we say no. TSA, man, I tell you, they've become more and more like, I don't know, what's a good comparison here? The Gestapo? Maybe that's a bit extreme. But they're completely a unchecked organization for the most part, and one that is, in addition to the police and others, creating a lot of tyranny, creating a lot of issues. And I know people get outraged over the TSA, and they should. TSA is out of control, absolutely out of control. And they're not going to go away, like I said, until we take a stand. So next segment, we'll get to a TSA grope report, and we'll take your phone calls as well as we get them. 800-313-9443.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All right, welcome back. We're going to get to a segment I like to call the Grope Report, and then we'll take people's calls as well at
800-313-9443. I want to grope you, so I apply to be a DDSA, baby. I hope you walk through my name.
The TSA is always added, and their cronies are no excuse. Lexington TSA manager has been busted for doing what he does at work. This is from the 10th Amendment Center. They say police busted a TSA manager at the Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, and charged him with sexually abusing a coworker earlier this week. According to the court documents, the victim told police Shane A. Hinkle, 38, touched her breast and put his hand down her pants twice on two separate occasions. The arrest report indicated that the incidents all happened at the airport, and surveillance video captured some of the groping. Wow. There you go, folks. Another example of the TSA out of their mind. And yes, he probably shouldn't speak for all of them, but the groping that is sponsored by the state, by the Department of Homeland Security, is unexcusable. And this has been another grope report.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to...
Oops, sorry about that. All right, so let's get to the phone lines now and talk with Jesse in Montana. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, same stuff. What's up?
I just heard you talking about the TSA, and just something I never knew. I'm actually getting ready to get my CDL, and I was reading about when you get your hazmat, you actually have to go through a TSA. They call it a STA, which is a security threat assessment, and pretty much if they think you're a threat, you can't get your hazmat.
Interesting.
So I just figured, well, if you want me, I can read it to you. It's just a little paragraph here.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, hazardous materials endorsement is required of a, let's see, Picarded hazardous materials haulers operating commercial vehicles in vehicle class A, B, or C, in compliance with federal law, drivers wishing to obtain, transfer, or renew a hazardous materials endorsement must first have a security threat assessment completed by the Transportation Security Administration. This assessment includes, but is not limited to, fingerprinting and criminal background check for TSA office locations, blah, blah, blah. So in other words, they pretty much, you know, I'm trying to get a better job, and they could tell me no just because I want to be a patriot. So
interesting, because of your threat assessment. Interesting. Well, thanks for the call. Yeah, that goes to show the story here that I was reading earlier about more scrutiny needed before the TSA expands before airports is absolutely the case. They're trying to go beyond the airports. These roving TSA squads are no pilot program either. The Times reported the program has a $100 million annual budget and has expanded from 10 teams in 2008 to 37 last year. And they're going after people like the individual who just called, and they're testing their backgrounds, and they have teams that move through areas with bomb sniffing dogs and randomly stop and ask security questions of people in the crowds in various locations. Anywhere where you can have a crowd, you might find a TSA person. Of course, this is unconstitutional. I forget to mention that. Something that, well, a lot of people forget about in the TSA or the government agencies that are sponsoring this. And Congress has passed the legislation, however, in 2007, allowing TSA security squads jurisdiction over, quote, any mode of transportation at any location within the United States. So you can thank Congress in 2007 for having the oversight and the ability to prevent you from having a better job. Thanks for the call, Jesse. Good stuff. Let's talk with Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Wes.
For, inexpensive food, I wanted to point out I get kefir for $3 a quart. It is a champagne of dairy. It's got 5 or 10 times as much probiotics as yogurt.
Yep.
You've heard of it then.
Oh, yeah, we get kefir. It's got to be organic, though, because I'm not convinced that the other stuff is any good for you.
Well, the probiotics are actually developed after pasteurization. It would be better to not be pasteurized at all, but...
In fact, I have found some raw kefir from the farmer's market. The one I bought was raw goat milk kefir.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I have a local vendor on my farmer's market that has it.
I got the local Walmart to get the Lifeway brand for $3 a quart. I'm in a area that there's not a lot of people, and have to go to Walmart. The smaller grocery stores are not going to be able to cater to my request. I'm trying to get Walmart to also get Gouda cheese. I want to make a suggestion. I'd like to hear you interview Brother Nathaniel Kapner. Do you know him at all?
Yeah, I know of him, sure.
Okay. On original intent of the United States of America, I've been looking into the state constitutions before the Civil War. You actually had to be a white Christian to hold office and to vote. That is what original intent was. Do you think
that should be the case? I mean, that might have been the original intent, but do you think that's an appropriate attitude to have today?
I'd like freedom of association. Yes, I'd like to be able to go somewhere where I was around people of my own kind. And, yeah, I'm white. And I was not raised Christian, believe me. Until I was age 33, my mom and dad were both atheists. I had to make a big, huge change. My siblings, my three sisters, they're still atheists. They think I'm a loony. They can't understand at all that I believe in the Bible. We have a huge chasm between myself and my siblings. They still believe in vaccinations. I gave them an RBN card, the oldest one, and explained that Ben Franklin said the reason for the Revolutionary War was the Currency Act of 1751. I thought, you know, my sister would say, wow, brother, you know some things. No, what she said, we've got to pay back the people that loan us. I mean, just a huge canyon between the two of us. Anyway, thank you, and I'll look forward to you interviewing Brother Nathaniel Kapner.
All right. Well, thanks, Wes. I appreciate the suggestion. And, you know, by no means, folks, do I agree with the forced idea of multiculturalism. I think that has been an agenda pushed upon people. And I do think people should have the right to associate with who they want to. I, however, am not a white nationalist. I don't necessarily agree with the militant attitude of some white nationalist. However, I'm fairly open-minded, and I think that we should allow for people to be people, and as long as they're not violating anybody's natural rights, I'm okay with it. As long as there's no victim, I'm okay with it. So I'm open to that discussion. By no means am I closed-minded on that. So I know many people out there, that's of great interest to them, and they want to have a white country. Well, my take on that, however, is, okay, you want to have a white country. All right, fair enough. Are you the same person that disagrees with Israel? Because I am. So I don't think they should have a Jewish state, a Jewish supremacist state. And if I don't think that they should have a Jewish supremacist state, I don't think a white supremacist state would be any better. But I could be wrong. You know, I by no means support the state of Israel. And I definitely would think twice before supporting any supremacist state of any specific race, color, or religion. All right? All right, final segment coming up. Boy, has time certainly flown by. Got some more news to get to. And your calls on anything you like, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, final seconds of Ron Sadmiller's show. Bob Tuscan filling in. I want to thank him for allowing me to do so. My website, of course, is Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. That's BobTuscan.com. Well, many people out there feel that the Sandy Hook massacre was a false flag, and that regardless if it was manufactured and a false flag, it was used as a means in which it was used as a pretext to come after the weapons. So let's say it was completely legitimate and there was nothing shiesty about it. Many believe that the dialectic was used to come after people's weapons. Well, oops, it seems they have a little bit of a problem with that because gun sales doubled in Newtown, Connecticut after Sandy Hook.
Newtown tonight, the governor of Connecticut, which is the state with the toughest gun laws in the country, is being honored for his efforts to pass even further gun control measures. But this honor ironically comes as gun sales in the town of Newtown have surged since the horrific elementary school shooting there. Poppy Harlow is out front.
I'm Nancy.
Hi. How are you doing? Pleased to meet you.
She's a grandmother who's about to become a first-time gun owner.
Mm-hmm. This way is easier.
Nancy Ellis says the new gun laws passed in Connecticut, among the toughest in the country, are a big reason why she's buying her first firearm.
Our rights are being slowly infringed upon, and that this whole idea of controlling guns has come to my back door. In other words, there could be a time when I may never be able to get a firearm.
Ellis lived in Newtown for 28 years. Her desire to own a gun is part of a spike in the state. Newtown, vividly remembered for one of the worst gun massacres in U.S. history, is on track this year to double the amount of pistol permits it issued last year.
I'm concerned that it can get out of hand. Nancy Lanza had quite an arsenal, I understand, in her home. You only have two hands. How many guns can you fire at once?
Dave Ackard and Monty Frank are members of Newtown Action Alliance, pushing to curb gun violence.
There's a perception that the government's going to come and grab all their guns, or it's going to not allow them to purchase certain guns.
Newtown resident Ryan Delp owns multiple guns, but did not want to show them on camera out of respect for the Newtown victims.
You went out and you bought another gun after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Why?
That was 100% driven by the legislation that I was anticipating being passed. It's my responsibility to take care of and protect my family.
It's hard for Gilles Rousseau to understand as he grieves the loss of his daughter Lauren, killed at Sandy Hook.
It hurts in a different way. I had my first dream with my daughter was in the dream just about a week ago. And I said, Lauren is dead. How can she be there? She's dead.
What do you think when you see these numbers?
It's sad. It's really sad. There's no other words to say. It makes me sad to think that people they feel that they're protecting themselves, but they're just adding to the problem.
There was also a surge in gun sales in Colorado following the Aurora movie theater massacre. And after the 2011 mass shooting in Tucson, background checks for gun purchases in Arizona spiked. While Nancy Ellis grieves for the victims of the tragedy in her own backyard,
my heart breaks for them. It truly does.
For her, this is about protecting her rights.
Did the guns cause the tragedy? No. It is the person behind the gun that caused the tragedy.
For Out Front, Poppy Harlow, Newtown, Connecticut.
You think so? Yeah, definitely. It's the people, not the inanimate object. The powers that shouldn't be want to scare you. They want to tell you, oh, it's for the children. And all the while, they're going to leave you vulnerable. Look what happened in Katrina. When people needed their weapons the most, they were taken away from them. You have little old ladies with their guns in their house, scared out of their mind, because they might be looted, because they might have their emergency supply taken from them. And then they hear a knock on the door. Knock on the door. And who is it? No, it's not anybody trying to help. No, it's not a robber. Well, yes, actually it is. It's a robber with a shiny badge on and a funny costume. And he says, hello, ma'am. I'm Officer Morris. Do you have any guns on you? She says, why, yes, I do. He says, well, I'm going to have to confiscate that weapon. She says, well, you're going to have to confiscate that weapon? What are you talking about? We're in an emergency situation. Well, it's martial law. I got to come in. We got to make sure we take the guns away because there's all sorts of problems. Well, how am I going to protect myself? Well, you can call us, and if we're able to, we'll come and we'll save you. Because the nanny state is going to save you, right? The government will protect you from everything. And if somebody's coming to loot you, if somebody's coming to steal you, kill you, don't worry. We're just a phone call away. By then it's too late. By then it's too late. The Second Amendment was put in the Constitution for a reason. And the reason was not hunting. The reason was because the founders of this country thought it was a must to have people be able to protect themselves. And if the criminals are going to get guns regardless, then we, the law-abiding citizens, forget the law. We, the good people, should have them to protect ourselves. I mean, I don't know how people can get this twisted. Are they so out of their mind with fear and propaganda? And are they so manipulated that they can't see this straight? Larry Pratt gets this. Larry Pratt, of course, comes on before me for an hour on Saturdays now on this network. Check out his new show. He gets this. He really took on, who was it, Piers Morgan? Jeez, did he demolish Piers Morgan. Free fall speed, Piers Morgan came. Whew. Bam, Larry got him good. Real good. I don't know if you saw that, but Larry Pratt was awesome. Anyways, check out his show on, while I'm thinking about it, here's a plug, on Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and then mine is right after, so you can stay tuned and listen to me, of course. But yeah, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir for the most part. I know the people listening right now get this about weapons and firearms and understand what I'm saying, so I won't beat a dead horse, but I think it's funny that the unintended consequence here of guns going through the roof was not factored in by the powers that shouldn't be trying to come after our guns. Or maybe it was. Maybe it was. I don't know. Anyways, that just about does it for me filling in for John today. I want to plug my website, BobTuskin.com. And I'd love to be able to afford some more organic food and some more prepping. So if you're able to financially support me and you appreciate the information that I've provided and the activism that I'm doing, I have a young family and things have been really tough with the Federal Reserve notes. So please go to the website, BobTuskin.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. It's not PayPal, but it's really easy to do, and I greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate John Sadmiller for allowing me to fill in. If you have any comments or questions, my email is simply Bob Tuscan. Again, that's T-U-S-K-I-N, TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com. That's TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com, and it's also on my bio page on RBN. And last but not least here, there was one other thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah, check out that story of the video, the interview I did with the family who was raided by the SWAT team for weeds. I know you'll be as outraged as I am about it. It's gone fairly viral, and that tells me that people are not going to take this, that they don't like Big Brother and the police state coming after them for stuff that they should be in control of. And I think this story is just another compelling sign of the times that we live in. Again, that's a story on my website. Family raided by SWAT team for weeds. BobTuskin.com. All right, love you guys. Thanks so much. I will see you on Saturday. If not, I'll see you before then. And y'all take care.
John Stepp.